It is time for another edition of Boots and Salutes here at 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Give us a call right now. Let us know what is on your mind. Share any thoughts that you may have. Maybe something that's kind of frosted you, or, you know, maybe you want to send a salute out to somebody. We could go either way with that. So give us a call. I tell you what, we're going to come back. I'm having a little technical difficulty. We'll be back in a moment.
Cam for Bathfitter.
Bass Fitter prides itself on a one-day bath remodel. One thing that's very important at Bass Fitter is paying attention to the detail. At Bass Fitter, we manufacture our own product. We make it, we measure it, and we install it, and we offer you a lifetime warranty. We believe in building value and trust with our customer to provide choices and a solution for something that they may like and be happy with forever.
At Bathfitter SK, save $500 off your total installation. BathfitterSK.com.
All right, I think I got it figured out now. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're first up. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Good to see Ontario going to vote for that NDP government. Thank you.
All right, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Things that may be on your mind, who knows, it may be of a very large political nature. If you want to go and have your say on our website, cjwwradio.com. The question today, do you believe the government of Canada should launch retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. over steel and aluminum issues, which is a pretty hot topic of conversation, obviously. 76% say yes. Go for it. Launch them, and launch them sooner than later. Go to our website, cjwwradio.com, and have your say. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
I'd like to salute your CJWW for the nice Saturday evening dance party and Sunday afternoon golden oldies and the Sunday evening church music. You have very, very nice programming.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727 if you want to call in toll free. Had some technical difficulties, but I think I've got it all sorted out. Dave has gone off. He is hosting a very special breakfast this morning. It's all part of this being a university convocation week, and I know that some of the honorary degrees have been handed out and more are coming, but Dave King is going to be receiving one, and Dave, let's get a chance to have a very special breakfast with Dave King this morning. So he'll have some stories, I'm sure, on that tomorrow. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I like to boot Paulie Jack for cutting all the athletic programs. That's very sad.
All right, thank you for your call. Gordon, we will have more coming up on 8 o'clock on that story. But, yeah, SAS Polytech, well, all the SAS Polytechs from around the four different ones from around the province have cut their – I shouldn't say cut because some of them have just been dialed back. They're talking about getting the intramural programs up and running again, but for the time being, they have cut their athletic programs. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, a salute to Jason Lee for the excellent job he did on Saturday night. He was terrific. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for your call. And also, too, we've had some people who have sent us some texts here about the Stanley Cup playoffs because a lot of people are excited about Braden Holtby potentially winning a Stanley Cup. Also, Alexander Ovechkin, who has over the years taken a whole lot of heat and people have said some disparaging things about him. But now it seems like he's become the guy that everybody, the sentimental favorite, to lead his team to a Stanley Cup. Then on the other side, you got the people who like the Cinderella story of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Now, the Knights, unfortunately, didn't play very well last night, and they ended up they had some great scoring opportunities that didn't go in for them, but they ended up losing, I believe, 6-2 was the final score. So now they're down 3-1 in the Stanley Cup final. The casinos in Vegas are letting out a sigh of relief because they stood to lose between $5 and $7 million. The house would lose because of all the bets on Vegas, the long shot bets that were laid back in the fall. Good morning, Boots and
Good
Salutes.
Morning. I have a boot for the farmers that don't have sprinkler systems in their barns to have that many pigs and animals burn up at different times.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to salute Braden Holtby and the Washington Capitals. I really couldn't care if Ovechkin won or not. Hold on next year, buddy, because the Leafs are coming in again. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Yeah, the Leafs. They did pretty well this year. You know what? They maybe even deserved a better fate. But, yeah, so there are people who are jumping off the Las Vegas bandwagon. But you're right about Braden Holtby. And There's a whole lot of love in this province, obviously, for a kid from Marshall who now has the chance to hold up the Stanley Cup. It would be incredible. Anyway, our phone line's kind of quiet this morning. Nobody have anything bothering them on their mind. We're waiting for your call, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Now, this is a little tongue-in-cheek. However, words are important, and the RCMP need to work on their news releases because they sent out a news release that read, on June 3rd, around 1:40 p.m., Shelbrooke RCMP received a complaint of an airplane making an emergency landing on Highway 240, approximately 24 kilometers north of Shelbrooke. The plane, a Piper Cherokee 6, initially landed safely before clipping a road sign with one wing and ended up in an adjacent field. The lone occupant of the plane, a man from Clavette, did not report any injuries. Now, the thing is, the RCMP received a complaint. I don't think that was a complaint. I think whoever called that in was pretty blown away. Can you imagine trying to land a plane on a highway in Saskatchewan? That's pretty impressive. So perhaps they could use the term RCMP received a report of an airplane making an emergency landing, because a complaint seems like it's a little bit negative for that. I would have been pretty amazed at that whole thing. But that's just my two bits. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
I'd like to salute the Washington Capitals because I think they're going to hoist the cup. And Ovechkin's probably the best sniper in the league since Yari Curry did it back in the 80s with the Oilers.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Steve. You sound pretty quiet there today.
Yeah, good man.
I thought I'd salute the people feeding the pair of mallard ducks at 107th and Morin Avenue for the last week. They're there right now. People, you can walk, almost touch them, and people are feeding them every day now.
So explain this to me. How come these mallards are hanging around? We have one in our neighborhood.
Yeah, I've seen them here before. I've been here quite a long time, and yeah, they're very fat. They're not hungry, I'll tell you. They're making me hungry.
there is a happy couple that are living in our neighborhood that are getting fat, and the other thing that amazes me is I did not know that ducks did this, but they land on the housetops. Rooftops?
I saw geese land in dead trees on Humboldt Lake there years ago. They had nests there.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
I did not know that they could land on things that I didn't know that they would build in a tree.
There are wood ducks that do actually nest in trees.
That's crazy. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, hello. I'd like to salute my homeboy, Bead, for getting his arse out of bed.
Whatever works for you. I tell you what, this has been it's been an interesting morning in Boots and Salutes. We'll be back tomorrow morning, as we are every weekday at 10 to 8. For any thoughts that you may have, concerns, issues that you would like to bring up, our phone lines are always open at 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And with that, we wrap up today's edition of Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have